In a presentation to investors, the studio announced a blitz of new content for its Disney Plus streaming service. 10 Star Wars series, 10 more based on Marvel comic books, 15 other new original series, and 15 feature films. By 2024, Disney Plus will be spending $8 billion to $9 billion annually on content, up from $2 billion in 2020. Add ESPN Plus, which shows sports, and Hulu, another Disney streaming channel, and the company will splurge $14 billion to $16 billion a year, nearly as much as the $17 billion that Netflix, which pioneered streaming, earmarked to spend in 2020. Disney's content tsunami is frightening to any subscale company thinking about competing in the scripted entertainment space, wrote Michael Nathanson of Moffitt Nathanson, a media research firm. The Wall Street dilettante swooned. Disney's share price leapt by almost 14% the day after its presentation, reaching an all-time high and adding $38 billion to its stock market value. Disney now expects 230 million to 260 million Disney Plus subscribers by 2024, more than treble its previous target. The extra viewers and a planned price rise put the service on track to break even in 2024, despite more content spending. Across all its streaming channels, Disney expects more than 300 million subscribers by 2024, maybe enough to overtake Netflix, currently on 195 million. Disney will take Netflix on more directly via a new service, Star, with a wider range of programming, including a new show starring the indefatigable Kardashian clan. 2 months ago, Disney began a corporate restructuring to increase its focus on streaming. Since then, it has trimmed jobs at ABC News and announced the winding up of its radio business. The plans for Disney Plus imply that by 2024, streaming will be the company's single largest business by revenues, notes Benjamin Swinburne of Morgan Stanley, a bank. Whatever some directors may think, made for TV is no longer a slur in Hollywood.